Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've moved to a two-hour format every day from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. That's just fine by me because I think it enables my voice to get an additional 10 hours of rest, and that is a good move for me. And it's also a good move for the Republic Broadcasting Network in that I think there's going to be a very fine show that's going to begin this morning at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time that's going to involve Ed and Elaine Brown. You'll see that show, I guess, on a regular basis. I'm going to say it's 5 days a week. I haven't checked the schedule, but I think that that's the game plan. And I'm very pleased with that addition to the Republic Broadcasting Network because it helps Mark Dankos America to get a little more rest. I've been doing a three-hour stint for quite a number of months now. It also adds to the very fine presentations of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is something that John Stadtmiller, of course, is ongoingly working on to try and get the best possible presentation out there for both you and for me. It's all going very well, and I hope that you get a chance to listen to that show as well from 9 to 10 a.m. Central today, and I guess at least 5 days a week with Ed and Elaine Brown coming to you from New Hampshire. We had, of course, Charlie Jackson on in the show's first hour, representing TexansForPeace.org. In just a few minutes, I'll have Greg Felton hooking up with us from Vancouver. Greg, as most of you know, is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. You know, it's interesting listening to Charlie Jackson. I think he made a very fine presentation today. You can find the website again at www.texansforpeace.org. I agreed with much of what he had to share with us. I asked him specifically in relation to Arnaud de Borchgrave's post on the ethnic cleansing of Palestine and Ilan Pop's book by that same title, what Mr. Jackson thinks of the charge of many on both left and right that Israel and the Israeli lobby have had a disproportionate influence in America's ill-fated decision to intervene militarily in the Middle East, not simply 4 years ago, but all the talk, of course, of what we could be doing in the future, God forbid, as it relates to both Iran and to Pakistan. Is Israel the driving force behind this entire situation? I believe that it is, and I'm going to put in a brief plug here as we're working Greg into this segment before the first commercial break. Once again, from Mark Glenn's conference out there in Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. That is the No More Wars for Israel conference, Orange County, California, October 12th through the 14th. I'd like to see Greg Felton out there. I don't know if that'll be possible. Mark Glenn is going to issue an invitation to Charlie Jackson of TexansForPeace.org, along with a very fine speakers list that Mark has already put together for that conference. You can see that information by going to nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That's nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Greg Felton, we've got just a couple of minutes before the first commercial break in your segment, but how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourself, Mark?
Good. Just in terms, if I might use this overworked word, I even used this overworked word from the pulpit yesterday a couple of times. What's the roadmap for today's conversation, Greg? I know two or three things you'd like to chat about this morning. Just in a couple of minutes before we go to the first commercial break, what are those topics?
Well, one thing I'm concerned about, well, you can stop at this one little roadside pit stop, is the sudden disappearance of nuclear missiles, nuclear bombs that have gone missing from the continental U.S. and are thought to be headed on their way to Iran.
And, let's take a look at that one when we come back, when Greg Felton steps up to home plate right after the first commercial break. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Greg Felton is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Charlie Jackson joined me in the show's first hour. Charlie is the executive director of Texans for Peace, which you can find at www.texansforpeace.org. And now, of course, here in the second hour, our regular analyst on Monday, that's Greg Felton of Vancouver, Canada. You can find Greg's website at www.gregfelton.com. Greg is the renowned author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. And folks, that book keeps creeping up higher and higher and higher in the various Amazon rankings, according to the particular book division that you're speaking of. I think that's a testimony to how good the book is and how prescient the author is. When you keep in mind for a moment that Greg Felton's book is in competition with books and authors that have all manner of corporate media coverage, it's an absolute testimony to the excellence of this book that it's competing on an even keel with these works that are getting corporate media coverage and backing. That's how good this volume is, The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Greg, we're going to open with this very ominous story of this alleged disappearance of these U.S. nuclear missiles and with where those nuclear missiles are thought to be headed. Go, take it away, sir.
I've been reading that various news dispatches that 5 nuclear weapons somehow went missing from B-52 planes that are the delivery vehicles for these bombs. And the only person that was punished was the munitions officer at one base, I believe it was in Ohio. But the question is, how could 5 bombs just go missing and only have a lowly munitions officer blamed for it? What I've been reading about it, and I think maybe you could have some information on this, was that this was done deliberately to shift weaponry ordnance to Iran, that either those bombs are actually en route to Iran or they're in the theater right now and are prepared to be dropped on Iran. So we have a scenario where America is going to initiate nuclear hostilities against a country that has done, well, nothing. And this reminds me of a similar event that happened something like 40 years ago when, for some reason, a bunch of nuclear weapons raw material, some uranium, went missing from Pennsylvania, a place like, I think it was Allentown, Pennsylvania, during Lyndon Johnson's reign. And Israel walked in, stole some uranium, and got away with it. And it was that initial uranium that helped create Israel's nuclear weapons capability. So these conspicuous thefts of material were needed by Israel. In this case, we're still talking about Israel because Israel does control American foreign policy. These thefts are being done because somebody somewhere needs to bring about a nuclear war, or at least the threat of a nuclear war. And it just seems so sad that the United States has allowed itself to be manipulated in this manner.
Well, yes, and as you look at this whole business, going back to last Thursday's Washington Post, page 810, that's the September 6th edition of the Washington Post, Josh White has an article in there entitled, "In Error, a B-52 flew over the United States with nuclear-armed missiles that allegedly were mistakenly attached to the airplane's wing." This involves something like 6 cruise missiles. The Air Force bases involved in that incident involved a B-52 Stratofortress bomber based at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. It was transporting a dozen advanced cruise missiles to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana on August 30th, but crews inadvertently loaded half of them with nuclear warheads attached. Is that linked to the stories that you've been seeing, Greg, or are those separate incidents?
I have a feeling that they're linked to the same story. I mean, I have the same thing here that I've got Josh White's story up on my screen here, and this is one of those things where you can say, oh, we can blame some lowly functionary for an event, but it looks like this was a deliberately planned thing. I mean, you don't just mistakenly put a nuclear weapon, a nuclear missile, on an aircraft. This is impossible. I mean, to believe that, you'd have to believe just about anything is possible. And it's always easy to say, oh, someone made a mistake, to hide a deliberate act of criminality like this. So I'm just rather sad. I'm dismayed that here the United States is so desperate to wage nuclear war at a country that it is having to lie and having to sneak nuclear weapons down to someplace like Louisiana to be shipped off to Iran. I'm almost depressed about it, because here's a country that is doing its best to attack yet another country. Does America have enough? Doesn't America have enough to do by itself without mass murder in the Middle East yet again? And we're going to do this because Israel wants to destroy Iran, because Iran is developing a civilian nuclear capability. And if that happens, Israel's nuclear monopoly goes out the window, and Israel's ability to threaten its neighbors with impunity goes out the window. Because one of the things I do mention in my book, especially the second to last chapter, is that neither Israel nor the United States believes Iran to be a threat to anybody. Israelis do not consider it a threat. They're not worried in the least. What does concern Israel is that Iran is a status quo power. It does not want to change the political structure of the Middle East, whereas Israel does. And so if you have this strong, powerful Muslim country like Iran getting in your way of subjugating other countries and expanding your influence, well, that seems to be something you don't want to have happen. And this has to be the reason why we're going after Iran, because Iran is not going to bomb Israel. It's not going to drop nuclear weapons on Israel. You'd kill more Arabs than you would Zionists. It'd be counterproductive. And everybody knows it. And the media.
Yes, not to mention the absolutely massive nuclear military retaliation that would ensue. I think you're absolutely correct on this, Greg. And,
exactly.
And to the extent that these red herrings are raised and these false flags are raised, it quite clearly is an attempt to create a climate of fear and paranoia in this country and in Israel and in the West generally, that is designed to create the political cover for what apparently is in the process of transpiring. Now, in the case of these nuclear-armed cruise missiles that were transported in such a strange way from Minot up in North Dakota down to Barksdale and Shreveport, Barksdale Air Force Base in Shreveport, Louisiana, if it is true that this is a cover story, the so-called mistake is a cover story for the creation of a front for this undercover operation to put some nuclear weaponry in place for a planned airstrike on Iran, presumably their 12 to 20 nuclear power facilities that keep getting international publicity. Where do you think the Air Force, now keeping in mind Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, I have been on that base. It is a base of the Strategic Air Command. I visited there with my father, staying in the visiting officers' quarters in early 1991, just before the onset of the first Gulf War, where, unbeknownst to me, of course, 2 weeks after I was there, American B-52s from that location, Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, were launched from there, that went all the way to Baghdad with aerial refueling and launched the initial airstrikes of what became known as Desert Storm. Now, if in fact these missiles, these advanced cruise missiles with nuclear capability are in Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana from Minot and are there not because of the alleged incompetencies of an isolated junior munitions officer, but if the transport of these missiles has some ominous cosmic significance, if there is a covert operation underway that involves the American Air Force for something that's about to transpire in coming weeks or months, is it your assumption, Greg, that these planes armed with these advanced cruise missiles with nuclear capability would then at some juncture leave Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, headed this time not for Baghdad or Kuwait, but that they would be headed for Tehran?
Well, I think that's my sentiment, certainly. Now, whether they leave directly from Barksdale to Tehran or whether they go to a secondary country en route there, I'm not sure. I mean, the U.S. can always lie and say, well, we have no nuclear weapons, of course, that we can land. So I wouldn't trust the United States not to do that.
Diego Garcia comes to mind to me as a possible location. There's an American military air facility at Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. That comes up from time to time as a possible location for the preparations for an American airstrike on Iran, as well as coming from naval air cover being provided by American aircraft carriers. We'll come back to this when we return. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Greg Felton.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the show's second and final hour by Greg Felton of Vancouver, Canada. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. And, of course, one of the things we're going to be chatting about with Greg this morning is not simply this very strange incident involving these nuclear-armed missiles that supposedly were transported mistakenly from Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana on August 30th. This involved an Air Force B-52 Stratofortress bomber. Supposedly, crews inadvertently loaded half of them with nuclear warheads attached, and these were transported inadvertently, according to the Washington Post, to Louisiana. And thus far, the only person that we know of who has been disciplined for this incident is a junior munitions officer. Greg Felton indicates that he thinks that there could be something else afoot here, folks, in regard to the deliberate transporting of those missiles to Barksdale as a prelude to a preparation for a tactical nuclear strike on Iran. Now, lest this seem extreme to you, folks, keep in mind that we've talked about this before on this show, Conplan 8022. Conplan 8022, I don't have the information in front of me now, but I'm speaking from memory. That is a plan of U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM. It's been out there before at Dr. Michael Chasadosky's Global Research site, among others. This Conplan 8022, which is an official planning document for the United States Central Command, calls for the potential enactment of such a strike against Iran utilizing tactical nuclear weapons. This is out there, folks, if you look for it on the net. We are not talking about the theoretical here. We are talking about policies that are being put in place or being prepared for on the part of the U.S. Central Military Command that would actually make this sort of lunacy a reality, which I think provides even more food for thought in terms of Greg Felton's suggestion that this post that comes to us from the Washington Post of September the 6th on page 810, written by Josh White, may have more implications to it than we know. Greg, if this... go ahead, Greg.
I'm just thinking that up until this point that we've had very little competent coverage of Iran from the mainstream press. We have had, you know, the odd piece like White will come out with some disturbing information about these nuclear weapons, but most of the press is simply champing at the bit to bomb Iran. We have really no informed media that can tell the American public what their government is doing. And if we bomb Iran, which is considered possible now, it will be largely because organizations like Fox News, Clear Channel, The New York Times, and a host of other so-called respectable media have inured us to the criminality of our own actions. The United States is essentially a rogue country. It has no respect for law. It has no respect for its own laws. You have a junta of thuggish Zionist agents running the country, and they don't care who they kill. They don't care how much they have to lie. And as I say, if we go to war, I would love to see the heads of the major media organizations in the United States brought up in war crimes charges, as if they shouldn't be already. Because without a public sufficiently brainwashed into accepting mass murder in the name of self-defense, none of this would be possible.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I don't want to get into the specifics of this on the air, at least right now, Greg, but I think you know that I was recently sent a threatening letter by a leading neoconservative who did not like some of the things that I have written about and that I have spoken about publicly. That's all I'll say at this point. You've had at least one major experience of this type that I'm aware of that you've shared with me. Are we not dealing with a situation where we're not simply talking about the corporate and Zionist control of the American media, but then where you have independent journalists and independent outlets like the American Free Press that are giving some legitimate coverage to their constituents, that the journalists and editors involved with those efforts often find themselves targeted, personally targeted, for harassment at a bare minimum, threats of legal action in some cases. And if we read Gordon Thomas very carefully in regard to some of the things that he shared with us in the past, this has even escalated on the part of Israel and the Zionist lobby into overt physical threats against those who refuse to be intimidated and continue speaking out.
Well, yes, it does. I mean, right now we have the one great war in the United States is the war against intellectual liberty, intellectual freedom. You cannot think for yourself. You cannot know anything the government does not want you to know. We live in a totalitarian society. By that I mean we have no difference between the private life of the citizen and the public life. because the government has total control over what you are supposed to think and do.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in this final hour of the show by Greg Felton, the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Dale Crowley will continue, by the way, to be my regular guest on Wednesdays. Pastor Crowley's Focus on Israel show was a regular staple for 20 years at WFAX AM up in Washington, D.C., Dale is still going to be with me on Wednesdays. Mary Starrett, the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, has agreed to be on with me on Thursdays on a regular basis to discuss all kinds of issues that are of interest to those of us who find ourselves as members of the real American right, those who believe in individual liberty, constitutional liberty, and believe in staying out of foreign wars that are not in this country's interest and that are none of our business when it comes to the affairs of foreign nations that we should not stick our nose in the middle of. And then, of course, Friday, Father John Martinez and Mark Glenn will continue to be a regular staple of Mark Dankos America on Friday mornings, which will be back to its usual two-hour segment. When I first started with the Republic Broadcasting Network, I worked for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Then finally, Mr. Stattmiller needed some extra coverage, so I agreed to go to 3 hours. Now we're simply going to go back to the usual two-hour segment for me, which will be between 7 and 9 a.m. Central Time. That's 8 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Listening to Greg Felton just before the break, I'm reminded of a story that my brother told me in San Antonio yesterday. He was speaking to me about a friend of his who years ago was attending a public school. And when he would come home from public school, his father would ask him a question. I don't remember what this guy's name is. Let's say that it's Chuck. Chuck's father would say to him, "Chuck, in school today, did you learn to think or did they teach you to believe? Did you learn to think or did they teach you to believe?" Greg, I think that gets into some of the things you were talking about before the break, that the United States, contrary to what is often thought of us as a nation, at least by ourselves, we have become very auto-programmed, haven't we? I mean, there's a situation where those who think outside the box, if I can use that cliche, are often demonized, often harassed, often threatened with loss of employment, loss of prestige, loss of friends, and sometimes things that are far worse.
Well, this happened, of course, perhaps most infamously during the 1950s and late 40s with the McCarthy era, where people who criticized American policy or who were just arbitrarily assumed to be communist sympathizers were blacklisted from Hollywood. If you remember the horrible persecution of Americans during that period. During the Vietnam War, Americans were spied on by the FBI, and blacklists of people were kept in computer banks about who was not to be deemed to be a safe, who was deemed to be a threat to national security. This is all deemed illegal. And this was during a time when, yes, the U.S. committed illegal acts, but there was some wherewithal within the American political culture to recognize these acts as illegal and to demand some sort of recompense, some sort of rehabilitation. Even during Nixon's era, when he had the illegal bombing of Cambodia, the break-in of the Democratic headquarters, the Watergate Hotel, and the subsequent cover-up, the U.S. government managed to act in the nation's interest and to bring to justice those people who were responsible. Now, such criminality is deemed to be a national policy. Anybody who tries to bring these people to justice is deemed to be a threat to national security. This country has gone completely 180 degrees from what we are supposed to believe it ought to stand for. And at the beginning of my book, I liken the United States to a body that has come down with cancer. Now, a cancer cannot take root by itself. One cell, if it goes carcinogenic, cannot really harm you, because your body has built-in defense mechanisms. You have what are called tumor suppressor genes, like little police forces in your DNA that protect you should one cell decide to replicate itself out of control. Now, if you have more than one gene in a DNA sequence go rogue, try to replicate itself out of control, you still have tumor suppressors that can protect you. But if you have two genes or more, and a tumor suppressor fails to work, then a cancer cell can grow malignant and can lead to death. And so what's happened in the United States is we've lost our tumor suppressors. We've lost our ability or will to defend ourselves against rogue elements in this country that are trying to kill us. And now we have a state where the United States is quite literally a totalitarian state. It is a police state where dissent is criminalized, freedom of thought is criminalized. You are not allowed to have security against legal search and seizure. You can be arrested arbitrarily. You are spied upon continuously. This is not the United States of America. This is a fascist state. And how the United States degenerated into fascism? Well, you have to look beyond the United States. And what other country has an interest in turning the United States into a frightened country where people are forced to believe that they need all this security for their own well-being, which is a lie.
And the only it sounds an awful lot like Israel, doesn't it?
It does. And this is the evidence that I bring up in my book, because it is impossible to believe that a republic like the United States could commit suicide in the span of a few months after September the 11th. And if you look at what happened to Congress in the intervening 20-odd years, you'll notice that Zionist Jews and Zionist Christians have had infiltrated Congress to the point where rational debate about such things as the Middle East, national security, were no longer possible. The United States was colonized. The Zionist cancer entered with Ronald Reagan, and now we have a society where it has turned into a, it has metastasized throughout every aspect of American society, and it's now reached the point where Americans can decide, the American government can commit crimes, it commit any sort of horrendous act, and it can justify it. It no longer has to hide. It no longer has to, as Nixon did, do it behind closed doors. You don't have to be a closet criminal. You can be an overt criminal, and you can justify criminality in the name of liberty, in the name of defending American lives. And this is the true sad point of the United States. This is why it's impossible to speak of the United States as a country anymore. It's an empire. And you look at the theft of those missiles. That is simply yet another symptom of the degree to which the United States has become the apotheosis of everything it's believed in.
Well, yes, and you know, to me, Greg, this gets into something else that was a part of some of the subjects that you indicated that you'd like to chat about this morning, and that is the real story behind Israel's theft of nuclear fissionable materials from the United States going back to the either the late 19—I think this involved both the late 1950s and the early 1960s. People who want to see some of the data on this can go to Gordon Thomas's book, Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Mossad. Thomas is considered by many to be the leading expert worldwide in the history of Israel's famed intelligence organization. That's Gideon Spies, The Secret History of the Mossad. And if one turns to, for example, chapter 5 of this book, a chapter entitled Gideon's Nuclear Sword, we can read some of the bare essentials of what Mr. Thomas tells us was Israel's theft of American fissionable materials from a nuclear power plant in the state of Pennsylvania. You know, when I first read of this information, Greg, a few years ago, I think it was in 2001, before 9/11, that I was reading Gordon Thomas's book for the first time, I found it to be an absolutely incredible narrative. I couldn't put it down. And in reading just Chapter 5 about Israel's covert actions, stealing American fissionable nuclear material from Pennsylvania, their attempts to blackmail John Kennedy, which I think suggests that Michael Collins Piper is on the right track in his book Final Judgment in regard to who really was behind the assassination of JFK. But be that as it may, just reading the material that Thomas talks about with Israel's theft of these fissionable materials from the continental United States, it begs the question as to how that could have gone unpunished and unmonitored, and how it could be that the American news media could simply ignore this as though it never happened.
Well, I don't think it was unknown. I think Lyndon Johnson knew all about it, but he let it happen anyway.
Yes, and I think Mike Piper makes the point in his book Final Judgment, which chronicles, makes a compelling case for the Israeli Mossad's direct involvement in the assassination of John Kennedy, that it had a lot to do with Ben-Gurion and Israeli nuclear policy at Dimona in the Negev, Mr. Kennedy's desire that that operation be brought under international inspection, that, you know, when we look at Piper's thesis and then see what was largely a sea change in American policy toward Israel after the death of JFK and the Rise to Power of Lyndon Johnson, Mike Piper really lays it out there that this is when we really started to see the complete takeover of Zionist policies in both the executive and legislative branches of the government. And, of course, that simply worsened, obviously, under Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's quite true. As a matter of fact, Lyndon Johnson was so desperate to wage his Vietnam War that he turned a blind eye to whatever Israel wanted to do and used Israel as a way to have international support for his Vietnam misadventures. Michael Collins Piper is quite right. There is definitely a link between Israel and Vietnam, and Lyndon Johnson was at the center of all of that. He needed support for Vietnam, and he just let Israel do what he wanted. And that's pretty much well known. There's no real doubt about that. And the fact that Israel, Mossad had been behind the Kennedy assassination does sound quite plausible. And I've been listening to that theory for quite some time, and I've been reading a little bit about it. And I think it does make sense. I mean, the entire assassination of Kennedy, much like the September the 11th attack, was quite clearly a preordained, pre-planned event. And the official narrative that we're supposed to believe is so totally ridiculous that only someone that needed to kill Kennedy and had to cover it up would have forced this sort of this bizarre lone gunman theory on the United States. The lone gunman theory and the aircraft hitting the building, bringing it down theory, are equally implausible. And yet to this day, there are people like Alexander Coburn of Counterpunch that still swears by the lone gunman theory. I'm absolutely befuddled why any American would continue to believe stories that are patently absurd. And you think about just why Americans do this, and then you come to the realization that, wait a minute, they've been brought up on this. They have no real choice. They have no ability to think for themselves. They are brought up in a mythical world where they nurture myths and comfortable illusions about the way the world is, and they defend these myths to their dying day. And that's the real danger that the United States is in now. We have people that really do not know what is going on, people who need to believe comfortable lies about the world, and they will nurture them. Have you been following, in a similar vein, have you been following what's been happening with this Church of Creation, this Museum of Creationism?
No, I have not.
There's a... this happened back in May of this year. A bunch of really off-the-wall Christians decided to put up a museum to creationism. This is a museum in which dinosaurs are on Noah's Ark, where man and dinosaurs lived together. You have all sorts of You have all sorts of superstitious nonsense about how the world was created in a museum that looks like it belongs, like in any natural history museum. And the stuff is so patently ridiculous. And I heard on the CBC today, there was a show about the person who put this up. And he said that he ran into people whose children had gone, you know, from a strict religious background, had gone off to learn at secular universities, which is what the United States is really based on. And these people would come to him in tears and lament the fact that their children had ceased to believe in the religion and so forth. So he built this museum as a way to serve as an antidote to the rising influence of science. Now, you can believe in a religion as much as you want. That's what your Constitution guarantees you, the freedom of belief. But it does not guarantee you the freedom of indoctrination. I mean, no matter how devout a Christian you are, you cannot believe that dinosaurs ruled the earth with men. That's insane. It's psychologically it's a psychologically debilitating condition. And now we have people who use this argument as a way to get around the inextricable, the unavoidable fact that the biblical account of the creation of the world is not consistent with what we know about the world. And so people decide to conflate myth and fact and come up with some perverted hybrid just so people can nurture their imaginary beliefs. And we have the same thing with September the 11th, the Jack Kennedy assassination. We have these beliefs that have gone by the board that have been proven to be wrong, find champions who want to prop them up and give them equal time with the theories and analyses that have debunked them.
And this just as an example, dealing with the Kennedy assassination, I was telling the story to someone in San Antonio recently that in 1975, when I was 20 years old, Dick Gregory, the African-American comedian and political activist, came to Valparaiso University in Indiana, the Lutheran school where I was in residence at that time. Gregory had a copy of the Zapruder film, which no one in the public had an opportunity to see until 1975. It was suppressed by the government for 12 years after Kennedy's assassination. When we come back, I'll mention what Dick Gregory showed me and what we talked about with reference to Greg Felton's observations today. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for the final minutes of our conversation with Greg today. We'll be back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're in the final couple of minutes of our conversation with Greg Felton today before the show closes. Greg is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. I was just going to say before the break that Dick Gregory and I talked in 1975 at the Student Union in Valparaiso, Indiana, at the Valparaiso University. Dick had showed me the Zapruder film. And as one who is an endowed member of the National Rifle Association, meaning me, when I saw the film depiction of the Kennedy shooting, I knew that it had to be a pack of lies, that everything that I had been told to believe by my parents and by the Warren Commission about what happened to Kennedy proved to be wrong. There is no way, among other things, that according to the laws of physics, folks, a man's head snaps back from a projectile that has struck him in the back of the head from a rifle positioned to his rear. It just doesn't happen that way. Clearly, the man was caught in a crossfire. That began a political odyssey for me, not simply with the Kennedy assassination, but on many topics. That is a road that I'm still traveling with good friends of mine, both left and right, that don't agree with me on every issue, but where we all agree that there's something wrong with this country now, the United States, in regard to fundamental issues of freedom of expression, constitutional rights, and the free exchange of ideas, especially as it pertains to this war, especially as it pertains to the Israeli lobby, especially as it pertains to George Bush. And by the way, I'll put in one more plug this morning for Mark Glenn's No More Wars for Israel conference. You can find out more at nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. That conference is October 12th through the 14th in Orange County, California. Greg, one final question in the minute we have left, minute or less. What do you make of the fact that Senator Chuck Hagel is not going to run for re-election? What's your take on that?
A lot of Republicans are realizing that they're going to get their clocks cleaned in the next election, and that there is so much criminality, so much sadism that has been committed by the Bush junta that they just want to protect themselves from being swept up in it. I mean, you have honorable people like John Warner, who was sabotaged by the Republican Party because he criticized Bush and wanted Bush to, you know, at least obey the law. And that was simply unacceptable, so he's not going to run. You have the likes of Larry Craig, who was caught in a sexual peccadillo. He's not running. Hagel's not running. You're going to see, I don't know, I think this might be a very interesting time when you have a lot of some of the right-wingers, the Zionists that have occupied America and made it an indentured satrapy of Israel, deciding not to run anymore. Maybe if we're lucky, there'll be enough people resigning that we can get a whole new Congress that will actually be an American Congress. That would be something that would be really wild.
We can only hope that what Pat Buchanan says about Capitol Hill being Zionist-occupied territory, that at some point in our lifetimes, folks, while there's still time to do it, that terrible state of affairs will come to an end. I'd like to thank Greg Felton for being on today, along with Charlie Jackson of Texans for Peace. Greg Felton is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. This is Mark Dankos signing off today from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be joining you tomorrow morning, God willing, at 7 a.m. Central. See you then.
With recent internet